Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Does anyone deserve to feel this good?
Glow like a god, feel like a god. Why?
Because I now know and accept my destiny. And I've got you to thank for that. You've shown me a wife isn't for me.
You've got me to thank for putting you off women.
If I hadn't woken up next to you in a strange universe, I wouldn't have known married life wasn't for me. I would have gone through life with a vague feeling that I'd missed out. Well, thanks to you, I now know I haven't.
Oh, I can't tell you what that does for my confidence.
Hey, what are you all doing?
Breathing exercises. One of the joys of being pregnant.
You know, it's ironic. At a time when I've decided women no longer have a role in my life, they seem to find me more attractive. And do you know why?
Because of your flinty, chiseled countenance.
Because I'm a man who knows who he is. I catch women looking at me, actually, with an expression that says, he's a man who knows who he is. Little do they realize that the inner serenity that attracts them is based on the knowledge that I must go forward without them.
What are you up to, Robin? You're planning something.
People who plot and scheme are at war with themselves. I'm no longer at war with myself. I'm plugged in to who I am. I just need to be.
Well, can you go and be somewhere else? In case you haven't noticed, being pregnant irritates me almost as much as you irritate me. I feel like a big, fat incubating machine. And as soon as I cease being that, I transform into a lactating milch cow.
You've got pregnancy-induced serenity down to a fine art, I see.
Well, what's so special about being pregnant? Millions manage it every day. Half the women in this refuge have managed it. Brain surgery, it isn't.
Well, I can't wait till it happens to me.
Can we have proper music, Leslie? This is E-rate music. It's boring.
Too bad.
A proponent of the Wackford Squeer School of Caring, I see. Sorry, lapsed into my old acerbic self then.
Your newfound inner serenity has more to do with dope than finding out who you are.
I don't need drugs to achieve inner serenity. Want a drag?
I'm pregnant, in case you hadn't noticed.
I admit I still find it a novelty living in a universe where alcohol has become a Class A drug and Acapulco gold is legal. Oh, yeah, this is good. They recommended this impudent little number on the drug program. It's every bit as good as the more expensive Panama Reds and Congo Blacks.
Just go away and serenely die, can't you?
It's difficult to describe inner serenity to someone who's never known it. I suppose it's like having your own personal inner guru. Trouble is, finding myself has coincided with Dirk finding himself. We compete to see who can be more serene.
Just what the world needs. More gurus. It's the Prime Minister's new guru who's goading him into a war with France.
We won't go to war with France. We only go to war with countries who can't bomb us back. I'm sorry, I lapsed into my old cynical self there.
Hey, before you go off serenely and die, can you come round after work and have a word with Ned? He's still under traffic light.
A traffic light?
One of those temporary traffic lights you find at roadworks. He wants you to tell him off, apparently.
Me? Why?
Don't know, don't care. All I know is that he's out of control. They both are. I can't do anything right these days.
A traffic light? Apparently the little scamp dragged it all the way home for no reason at all.
There's a reason for everything in this wonderful world of ours, old friend.
Oh, indeed there is. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean for a minute to impute the absence of that bigger reason.
The reason may not be obvious, but that's because we don't see the big picture yet. One day we will. One day we'll see the interconnectedness of everything.
I wanted to talk to you about interconnectedness, Dirk. Yeah. About how my inner peace connects with yours. Well, it's just that it's a bit embarrassing, you finding yourself the same time as me finding myself. I mean, one bloke radiating inner peace is one thing, but two blokes in the same office radiating inner peace, well,
my inner peace has been hard won.
Oh, sure.
In the last few months I've I've battled against a death wish and stalked golfing celebs. I mean, not to mention my doomed relationship with my precious Kirsty, culminating as it did in a fruitless attempt to save her from the gallows. I mean, there was a time when I thought I'd never emerge onto those sunlit uplands.
Well, I suppose my inner peace hasn't been a hard one.
Don't take this the wrong way, old friend, but you seem to be a most serene with the joint in your hand.
Well, you seem to be your most serene when sitting behind the wheel of your vintage Skoda Royce.
I'm selling it. It's only a matter of time before I finally say farewell to these baubles of materialist society.
Well, I'm thinking of moving out of my damp basement flat and into a bedsit. It's a bit too palatial for me.
You see, Robin, my inner peace comes from staring into the abyss and realising that without that abyss, I could never have found myself. Suffering has brought about a sort of spiritual cauterization.
Well, I've been spiritually cauterized by suffering, too.
I don't doubt you've been spiritually cauterized, but we found ourselves on different roads to spiritual cauterization.
Well, you've either been spiritually cauterized or you haven't been spiritually cauterized. It's like being circumcised. You've been done or you haven't. Nobody's half circumcised.
Spiritual cauterization isn't the same as circumcision. There's no connection.
Oh, really? So what happened to the interconnectedness of everything, then? Sorry. Lapsed into my old sarcastic self there.
Well, happens to us all. Our inner serenity will be sorely tested in the weeks ahead. If we go to war with France.
Oh, no, we won't go to war with France, Dirk.
The main news again. Britain is at war with France. The Prime Minister said the country is embarked on a great moral crusade, which can only be resolved when France decommissions its vineyards. Far too many of our young people have had their lives blighted by the illegal traffic in Beaujolais Nouveau. Meanwhile, President Depardieu has vowed to fight to the last grape. Other news, Buckingham Palace has denied the King is seeking to formalise his relationship with his partner Adrian Turnbull, despite a joint statement from the two Archbishops of Canterbury, asserting that since his divorce from Princess Rebecca, there's nothing to prohibit a marriage to a gay Catholic. Now a look at today's papers, and the war with France dominates the front pages. We know where you live, you toilet, is the warning to President Depardieu in The Independent. The Guardian leads with killer frog and winner Skoda Royce. Only The Sun urges caution. BBC Radio News.
Mom, that's it!
Oh, I'm in the shower. Can't I even have a moment to myself? If anyone deserves to feel this good, glow like a god. Feel like a god. Godette. What?
Robin? Oh, God, no. This can't be happening. You're downstairs with Ned. Go on. Go away. Shoo.
There are two Robins.
He took it to impress what few friends he's got.
No, I didn't. I took it because of a dysfunctional psychosocial dynamic in the home environment. I also took it because I'm out of control. I need a father figure to set a good example.
He got that from his educational psychologist.
He doesn't know why he did it. None of us know why we do anything. Then one day we do. Having not known, we suddenly see the big picture. We see how everything interconnects.
Aren't you going to shout at me then?
Why a traffic light? Why can't you just nick traffic cones like everyone else?
No, Dad's got to shout at me.
If you're in here and he's up there, that means...
You're wet.
I've been in the shower with you. No, not you. Him. The other Robin.
Oh, who says the magic's gone out of your marriage? Either that, or he's not getting it in his universe.
Is that all you can say?
Well, I knew all along he wasn't me. The boy and I have already seen him, haven't we, you little scamp?
God, I can't wait to escape from this lunatic asylum.
You're not going to say, I told you so, I hope.
The old me might have crowed. The me who was full of aggression and belligerence and inner pain.
Oh, this is terrible. I've been impregnated by the wrong Robin. I've divorced the wrong Robin. I'm being paid maintenance by the wrong Robin.
I don't regret paying you a penny. What's money? Money can't make us happy.
I almost bankrupted you.
What need have I of material things? As the Prime Minister's own guru and mentor has so wisely said, the walls of our soul cannot be papered with banknotes.
I'm responsible for evicting you from your house. You're living in a damp basement flat because of a case of mistaken identity.
Don't remind me. I feel guilty having a basement flat all to myself with so many homeless people in the world.
Oh, will you please stop trying to usurp my guilt with yours? I've made the wrong Robin suffer. I refuse to let you carry the stigma of being an abusive wife-beater because of me.
But everything connects, you see, Leslie. Well, come on, you little scamp. Let's put this traffic light back where we found it, eh?
You're not leaving me here on my own. He might come back.
Why don't we all go? It's something we can do as a family. Actually, this is the first time we've done something as a family since the divorce.
I'm not in a mood, Maxine.
Fat old cow.
Look, mellow out, everyone. All experience is rewarding.
How can lugging a temporary traffic light round dark, wet streets be rewarding?
Because it's something we're doing as a family.
Oh, I didn't mean it. I was being sarcastic.
Now, are you sure these are the roadworks, you little scamp?
I think so.
What do you mean, you think so? Either they are or they aren't.
It was daytime when we took it.
I fell down a hole. I fell down the hole in the road.
Yes, we can see you fell down a hole.
Everything has a purpose, you see. Nothing happens for nothing. Even me falling down this hole.
Oh, good. The police. Any suggestions as to how I might convince them we're not a family of traffic light thieves?
The main news again. Princess Rebecca has made a dramatic suicide bid by leaping from the new Richard Whiteley Tower she was opening in London's Docklands. She was saved only by a window cleaner's platform a floor below. Her injuries are said to be minor. All her engagements for the next month have been cancelled. Buckingham Palace has said the King is deeply shocked. After this bulletin, you can hear a special four-hour report, Rebecca, the Woman, the Moment, the Suicide Bids, presented by her biographer, Sir Stephen Fry. Other news, Ministry of Defence spokesperson Jerry Halliwell has said British forces will retaliate in kind following the attack on cows by French fighters. BBC Radio News.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Princess Rebecca's suicide attempt may not make sense to us now, old friend, but that's because we've yet to see the big picture.
No, I meant I can't believe the war with France got relegated to other news. Two nuclear powers are rattling their sabres at one another across 20 miles of water, and the press obsesses about an ex-member of the royal family. Sorry, almost lapsed into my old non-serene Republican self there.
King John will never recover from this PR setback.
Well, he was never Rebecca's match in that department.
I think you lapsed into bad taste there, Robin.
No, seriously, they interviewed her PR guru. He said he got a suicide fax from her, saying this was the one sure way she could trump the King's increasing popularity. Of course, that might have been something the PR person's PR person told him to say.
I can't believe Princess Rebecca would contemplate doing something so self-defeating.
Oh, I can. The lights are on, but there's nobody at home. Oh, correction, the lights aren't even on. Oh, sorry, lapsed again.
The King needs to dig down and find the King within at a time like this. Yeah, I must write to him and instruct him on how he can find inner peace.
Your restless ego briefly usurped your humility there, Dirk.
Yes, you're right. I mean, what makes me think I can be of any use to the King? Thank you for drawing my attention to the remnants of the pride that so sullied my former life.
You know, Dirk, it occurred to me as I was lying in a hole in the road last night... Mm-hmm. That our inner peace might not be inner peace at all.
What else can it be?
Maybe we're both having nervous breakdowns.
But we only took it back last night.
I stole it because of the dysfunctional psychosocial dynamic in the home environment. And because I'm out of control. I'm in need of a father figure to model myself on.
He got that from his educational psychologist.
Is this why you keep bringing temporary traffic lights home?
And because taking them back is something we can do as a family.
How many more times? I didn't mean it. I was being sarcastic. We're a single parent of family now, and she's a single parent, God help us.
How can Mum be divorced if she was never married to our new dad?
Because I am. Live with it.
But it wasn't my new dad you divorced. It was my old dad.
Well, that doesn't mean living with your new dad would be any more successful than living with the old one.
All I know is that I preferred it when he was living with us.
Oh, what about you, Maxine? Have I destroyed your life too?
Oh, leave me out of this. I never bought into this parallel universe stuff to begin with. As far as I'm concerned, it was my real dad you kicked out.
Right.
What are you doing?
See if he wants to come to dinner.
Don't do us any favours.
Yes, don't do us any favours.
London's such a touchy-feely place in this universe. Like a city of social workers full of doe-eyed people called Gareth, constantly apologising for accidentally invading your space. London's an armpit in my universe.
There was a time when you'd have been more at home in an armpit.
Well, that was when I was full of aggression and belligerence and inner pain, before I dug down inside myself and found...
Do you want to move back in?
What?
Do you want to move back in?
We're divorced.
I divorced him. We were never married to begin with.
So we'd be, what, living together?
Ned misses you. He hauled another temporary traffic light home because he thinks returning them is something we can do as a family.
I was right, you see. Everything interconnects, even stealing temporary traffic lights. You just have to wait for the answer.
The three of us had a long talk last night, and by 2-1, we thought you were an improvement on our Robin.
2-1?
Well, Maxine still doesn't buy 2 Robins. I suppose you and I got on okay during that brief interlude when I believed you. It was only when he came back and realised we'd been sleeping together.
I was foolish to think I could walk into a pre-existing setup and expect it to work. That's why it didn't work before and why it won't work now.
That's a no, then. You don't want to move back in?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a no, I mean.
Yes, well... Can't say I blame you. Why would you want to complicate your life with 2 difficult kids who aren't your kids and a fat, pregnant old cow who kicked you out to move in with her boyfriend?
No, it's not that. I'm just not cut out for this living together stuff.
Fair enough, I suppose. I just wanted to make sure all that finding your true self stuff wasn't just bravado.
Well, it wasn't. But I'm glad you double-checked. Thank you for double-checking, Leslie. Anyway, you've given me something far more precious. I wouldn't have known family life wasn't for me if it wasn't for you. Like the true guru you are, you've shown me the way.
Yes, well, no need to labour the point. I'm well aware my role is to induce men to vomit on sight.
Oh, and rest assured, I won't shirk my obligations as far as the baby's concerned. It's my baby, after all, not the other Robins. I'll even go to parental skills classes. Try to find that centre of calm in your life, Leslie, as I have found a centre of calm in mine.
The main news again. Following Princess Rebecca's suicide attempt, Buckingham Palace has said His Majesty the King has shelved plans to formalise his relationship with his partner Adrian Turnbull until a more appropriate time. The Ministry of Defence spokesperson Jerry Halliwell said the use of tactical nuclear weapons in retaliation for the French attack on cows has not been ruled out. BBC Radio News.
And then it suddenly came to me. We could make lamp standards to look like mobile traffic lights. It's just the sort of thing they'd buy in Brighton. Well, the Brighton of my universe, maybe. What are you doing?
Taking my clothes off.
Well, I can see that. Why?
Because I want to.
Bit cold to have the window open, don't you think? Especially with one of us starkers.
So close it after me.
Besides, there's a small problem of nuclear fallout should we choose this moment to launch a preemptive after you.
You were right about what you said yesterday. I just needed to hear someone say it. My inner peace is just bogus inner peace. The lull before the storm. I am having a breakdown. I'm bowing out to give you a clear run at the title of bloke who found himself. 2 blokes who found themselves. It's just a joke. I mean, everyone's laughing at us.
But you haven't found yourself. You're having a nervous breakdown. Look, suicide's no answer.
Goodbye, old friend. Goodbye, world.
Dirk, come back. Nothing irritates me more than someone strolling off along a ledge while I'm talking to them.
Dirk. Give me your hand, Dirk.
Go back inside, Robin.
What am I saying? Give me your hand. Why do they always say that in films? What I mean is, don't give me your hand. We both go to our death if you hurl yourself off with my hand in yours.
How is it possible, Robin? How did I manage to fool myself into thinking I'd found inner peace when it was inner pain all along.
Hey, it happens.
I could understand if I was just bored or something. I can understand mistaking that as inner peace, but misery and despair. I feel such a fool.
Who cares if you mistook your inner pain for inner peace? Nobody's going to point at you in the street and say, there goes that bloke who mistook his inner pain for inner peace.
But you didn't mistake inner pain for inner peace. You're not having a nervous breakdown.
Dirk, listen to me. As we speak, people all over the country are hurling themselves from high buildings because Princess Rebecca did. Do you want the world to think we're Princess Rebecca groupies?
I don't care what the world thinks.
Well, I do. I'm a Republican. I do not want people thinking I threw myself from a high building because Princess Rebecca did. And with a naked bloke, too. There's a bit of a mixed message there.
Princess Rebecca! She's so unhappy.
Come back inside, Dirk. Get a good PR agency on board, then commit suicide. That way, posterity won't get the wrong end of the stick.
She's got so much to live for, if only she did but know it.
This is a case of emotional transference. You're not really crying for Princess Rebecca. You are crying for Dirk.
No, I'm not. I'm crying for Princess Rebecca.
She wouldn't want you to. And she certainly wouldn't want you to end it. Oh. If she was here now, she'd be trying to coax you back inside. Don't do this, Dirk, she'd coo in that mellifluous but throaty voice. Come in and rest your troubled head against my breast in a non-sexual sort of way.
Would she do that, do you think? For me?
Of course she would.
No, she wouldn't.
No, she wouldn't. Dirk, come in, for my sake. My own inner serenity is being sorely tested by standing on a ledge 3 floors up. In fact, I couldn't do it if I wasn't stoned.
That's another cliché. The bloke who tries to rescue the bloke on the ledge always ends up being the one frozen to the spot.
Yeah, good point. I think I'll go back in before that happens. Are you coming?
Yeah, okay.
The Richard Whiteley Tower has been closed only 3 days after Princess Rebecca opened it, after several copycat suicide attempts from its revolving restaurant on the 36th floor. Following last night's raid by the SAS on the infamous Bordeaux wine-growing region, President Depardieu has said he hasn't ruled out the use of tactical nuclear weapons. BBC Radio News.
We're going, and we won't be back.
Oh, I'm so tired of your endless whinging. Why can't you all just take control of your lives? I'm a victim of domestic violence too, you know, but did I give up? No, I did something. I set up this refuge.
What's happening?
I want my fingers to the bone for you lot, but nothing's ever right for you. It's moan, moan, moan.
You've seen the last of us, you old cow.
Oh, a bit unusual to evict battered women from a refuge for battered women, isn't it?
Well, it's time I did something unusual.
They depend on you.
Oh, well, what about me? Who do I depend on? You might be good at looking after yourself. Well, I'm not. There's always been someone, you see, and... Are you listening?
Sorry, I've just realised I'm out of Acapulco gold and Boots shuts early today.
So get some tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, I'll get some tomorrow.
By the way, I don't much like this new serene you. I prefer you apoplectic with rage.
Well, I suppose I should be apoplectic now. I'm about to be nuked because of a war over an illegal traffic in Beaujolais Nouveau. In my universe, it doesn't have a street value. Well, it does, but in shops called off-licences, which stay open late, you know? Why can't shops stay open late here? It's scandalous.
You're back to being apoplectic again. You're apoplectic now.
Yeah, this war with France has really got me worked up. Will that garage on the Epsom Road still be open?
It sounds as if early closing is more of an issue than the war.
What? No, absolutely not. It's the war that's making me angry. I'm going apoplectic into the apocalypse. Apoplexy now. Come, friendly French bombs, rain down upon me if you dare.
Except they won't. War's over. Blair and Depardieu met in a lighthouse in the Channel last night to sign a peace treaty.
Well, what sort of war was that? The French strafed cows and we sprayed Bordeaux with weed killer. That's not a war. How dare they call that a war?
What if he comes back?
Who?
The other Robin. He might manifest himself again. It couldn't be worse if he still had his own key.
As long as I'm in this world, he's just a harmless, non-corporeal, three-dimensional representation. His actual body remains in my world, where they have 24-hour opening.
How do you know he's harmless? Look what happened to Murdo. What if he's found a way of acting out his murderous fantasies in this universe with you still here? Maybe Kirsty Walk really is innocent.
What's the point of selling dope if the shops selling it only stay open for 6 hours?
Shops here are like banks were in my universe.
Bit late to do anything about it now, I suppose.
No, we should complain. We're the customers, after all.
I'm talking about Kirsty. She goes to the gallows next week. Oh, I better go and get the women back.
Yeah, let's get them back. Not a moment to lose. They might have some dope.
You really ought to get yourself onto a drug rehab program.
Why? Drug rehab programs are for junkies, and I'm not a junkie, Leslie. Hi, my name's Robin, and I'm a junkie. I think not.
Well, if you're not a junkie, waiting till tomorrow for your next fix won't be a problem.
No, no problem at all. Mm. I'm sorry if I've given the impression it might be.
Aspirin, paracetamol, milk of magnesia, oral electrolyte powders, whatever they are. Yes, what do you want, and have you got any dope?
It's me.
Hmm? Oh, don't tell me the boy's nicked another traffic light and wants me to come round and yell at him.
Maxine's pregnant.
Yeah, well, tell him this time I really am angry, unless he's got some dope.
Did you hear what I said? Maxine's pregnant. Remember that children's entertainer you hired for Ned's party, Arthur Smith? Hmm? Well, it's his.
Oh, ex-children's entertainer turned TV personality. Ah, TV personality, he'll have drugs. Do you still have his number?
Maxine and I will be doing pelvic floor exercises together from now on. Oh, what did I do wrong? Where did I fail her?
Has Maxine got any dope?
I'm going to be a mother and a grandmother. I'm just starting to live and now I'm going to be a bloody grandmother.
Hemorrhoid cream?
Oh, why? Why? What have I done to deserve to be a grandmother? It's at times like this when I feel like taking an overdose.
Overdose? Have you got pills there? What sort of pills?
Oh, for God's sake!
Oh, stupid woman.
Liver salts, decongestant, coughs.
Cough syrup!
Yes. Oh! God, you probably have to mix it with glue or paraffin or something to get a hit. What are they doing train spotting? Lemsip. Muscle relaxant. Antihistamine tablets. Laxative suppositories. Oh, look at the dust on those condoms.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, Stephen Frost, Dirk, Sam Bradley was Ned, Anne Gosling was Maxine, and the newsreader was Patrick Muirhead. The producer was Claire Jones.
There's something crawling up the wall. Giant spider. No, giant caterpillar. With the head of Arthur Smith.
You're hallucinating. You're in detox, that's all.
No, don't! Oh, no, it's munching on my foot. Go and find yourself a giant cabbage. Oh, I am a giant cabbage. I've transmogrified into a giant cabbage, and I am being eaten by a giant caterpillar.